Life of St. Teresa, Episode 30. Teresa describes the opposition she encountered within her own community at the Monastery of the Incarnation when they learned of the proposed new foundation.
I was very much disliked throughout my monastery because I had wanted to found a more enclosed monastery. They said I was insulting them, that in my own monastery I could also serve God, since there were others in it better than I, that I had no love for this house, that it would be better to procure income for this place than for some other. Several of them said I should be thrown into the prison cell. Others, very few, defended me somewhat. I saw clearly that in many matters my opponents were right, and sometimes I gave them explanations. Yet since I couldn't mention the main factor, which was that the Lord had commanded me to do this, I didn't know how to act. So I remained silent about the other things. God granted me the very great favour that none of all this disturbed me. Rather, I gave up the plan with as much ease and contentment as I would have if it hadn't cost me anything. No one could believe this, not even the very persons of prayer who knew me. They thought I was very afflicted and ashamed. Even my own confessor couldn't believe it. As for myself, since it seemed to me I had done everything I could, I thought I wasn't obliged to do what the Lord had commanded me. And I remained in the house, for I was very satisfied and pleased there. Although I could never stop believing that the foundation would come about, I no longer saw the means, nor did I know how or when. But I was very certain that it would.